Doc, see if you recall this one, especially if you're a Roald Dahl fan. Should never have been put on sale. It's a mystery to me why loving parents cannot see that this is actually a book about a brazen little crook. Those are lines taken from Goldilocks and the Three Bears, this famous wicked little tale penned by Roald Dahl in his book, Revolting Rhymes. So Revolting Rhymes, the animation based on Roald Dahl's work, has been nominated for an Oscar at this year's awards ceremony. And South African animation company Triggerfish was also involved. It was produced by Triggerfish. The film has received a nomination in the category Best Animated Short Film. So Roald Dahl and Quentin Blake's work from the classic book of fairy tales, this poem of different fairy tales, has been turned into this animation. Cannot wait as a lover of Roald Dahl's work in general. So this nomination will be at the Oscars for this year, and it was announced yesterday in that live presentation that took place in Hollywood yesterday. And in the same week, you know that we were expecting that maybe Inxeba, The Wound, would make the shortlist for best foreign language film, but it didn't. But here we are. There is a South African feature in the form of Triggerfish with their role in Revolting Rhymes. So we'll talk about it in a short while, because I've got the CEO of Triggerfish with us, Stuart Forrest from Cape Town, joining us on the line. But just to let you know, if you want to watch Inxeba, it's on at the moment at the Bioscope. This is in Johannesburg. And you know, but the Bioscope is an independent film distributor. And to date, Inxeba has also done particularly well. They've earned 19 Best Of awards around the world. So I think we shouldn't be too concerned. It's going to continue to go places, even though it didn't get the spot at the Oscars nominations. And also at the Bioscope at the moment, just as a side note, you'll get great titles anytime. And right now is no different. I'm Not Your Negro is actually still on. It's a documentary based on James Baldwin's final book, which he never got to finish, in fact. And it's narrated beautifully by Samuel L. Jackson. It's a must-see, a must-must-see. It's very stirring. Got to watch it at the Bioscope, coincidentally. And then Loving Vincent. Loving Vincent is the world's first fully painted feature film. It is written and directed by a team that brought together 125 professional oil painters. They traveled from across the world to put together Loving Vincent. They did this in Poland and Greece. And I think there's a lot of anticipation about this remarkable piece of work. And it's done in the style of Vincent van Gogh. And interestingly as well, it was acted first. The story was acted before every single scene was changed into animation. So I think as a whole, as a concept, it is worth seeing considering the feat that's been achieved with these oil frames telling the story of Vincent van Gogh. And it's entitled Loving Vincent. Some people say Van Gogh, some people say Van Gogh. Each to his own. No one is the master of pronunciation, right? But let's look at Revolting Rhymes. Here's a little piece from the trailer, a little bit of audio to tell you about what you can expect from this animation.
As soon as Rolf began to feel that he would like a decent meal, he went and knocked on Grandma's door. When Grandma opened it, she saw
the sharp white teeth, the horrid grin.
And Rolfie said,
"May I come in?"
Poor Grandmama was terrified.
"He's going to eat me up,"
she cried. And she was absolutely right.
He ate her up.
In one big bite.
And there you have it. All right. So that is from Little Red Riding Hood, taken from this book written by Roald Dahl and adapted into an animation on our screens, Revolting Rhymes. Stuart, thank you so much for your time today. I must say congratulations to Triggerfish.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on the show, Zania.
Oh my goodness, what a feat. I mean, you are the leading animation studio across the continent, and gradually we've seen improvements, we've seen how animation coming from the continent has gotten better and better. So how did you get involved in this project?
Well, it's been a long relationship we've had with the London producers, Magic Light Pictures, and we've done a few short films for them for BBC. So when it was Roald Dahl's centenary in 2016, when they asked us if we could produce these two short films, we were thrilled at the opportunity to work on something that's, you know, for all of us is just a childhood favorite. And, yeah, you know, any Roald Dahl property is always wonderful to work on.
I know.
It's a long relationship that took us to this place.
Yes. So how much of the animation was done at your studios? Because from what I see, there's Magic Light, and then there's also the German partnership. So there are a number of organizations that came together, be it from the production perspective or from the animation perspective, that got involved in it.
Yeah, the production was started in Berlin, and then we took over, we probably did about 60% of the animation, just over half, but we did most of the, or almost all of the other lighting and that kind of compositing and putting it all together at the end. So it started with us because we were busy with another production, but as soon as we became available, we had put all hands on deck, and we had about 85 people working on it at one point, and getting it to stand out as it did.
And it certainly did, because here it is getting a nod in the best animation for the Oscars. So
For any filmmaker, that's just the highest accolade you can get. So we're very, very satisfied.
Yeah, but what about the nod that it got at the BAFTAs? I mean, I think for Magic Light Pictures, which is the UK-based partner in this, they must have been over the moon.
Yes, so we got the best animated short film at the BAFTAs, and it's also been nominated for an international Emmy, and it's won just about every award that it's submitted to, I think. So we've actually got a whole string of awards, and what was nice is we were named the top TV animation studio in the world for the second year running, at the Annecy International Animation Festival, which I think just speaks to the quality of the talent here in South Africa.
Absolutely. I mean, I think when Jock of the Bushveld came out, when Zambezia came out, there was this feeling that South African animation is not keeping up with the quality and the standards that we're seeing from the rest of the world through groups such as Pixar, for instance, that were miles ahead. So to get this piece of news and to look at the quality that comes with Revolting Rhymes is reassuring. So was there, over the years, has there been this skills exchange, skills transfer, and exchange of knowledge?
Definitely. I think the main thing is that the people have been working on multiple films. So a lot of people who worked on Zambezi and then worked on Kumba and then worked on Stickman and then worked on Revolting Rhymes. So that knowledge base is growing all the time, and then we're bringing new people in all the time, and they're being trained up. So it's that kind of knowledge does pass on and get improved with over time. So we're seeing the fruit of a lot of hard work, many, many long nights and weekends working through for people to get to this point.
Now let's look at Revolting Rhymes. I'm a huge Roald Dahl fan, and I want to see how you've taken these poems, because what he does in Revolting Rhymes, he almost rejects and does a parody of traditional folk tales in verse. So he reinterprets six very well-known fairy tales featuring surprise endings in place of the traditional happily ever after finish that we often associate with these folk tales. So there's already that element, you know, that you love about the books. So in you bringing it to life, the challenge with making these poems into one film, how did you approach it, and how do you string them together?
So the directors were masterful at creating a single narrative across all five of those stories. So they basically had a frame story, which is a story that contained the basic premise, which is a wolf is meeting with a babysitter to discuss try and get to take over the babysitter's job with looking after the children. And then in that backstory is telling the story of his siblings and his relatives who are were basically killed in the process of the revolting rhymes. Mm-hmm. So it's very funny and it's very tastefully done, but it managed to bring the tone into, you know, comedy and the kind of macabre humor of Roald Dahl.
Yes, yes, because it's quite macabre. So it'll be interesting to see how you approach it, even with Cinderella, for instance, with the king declaring that the evil stepsister should get her head chopped off. You know, I thought, what are the kids going to think?
Yeah, and it was being made for BBC Christmas time, so we had to keep that tone kind of Christmassy as well. So it was quite a challenge, but we were really impressed reading the first draft, seeing how the animatic came together. They completely nailed it, and they managed to keep it, you know, even when the heads are being cut off, they bounce and the people stay alive and they chase their heads. So there's a good, you know, sense that nothing really bad happens in this world.
Yes.
But at the same time, you really do care for the main, the protagonists of each story, which is a tricky thing to get right.
Yeah, Stuart, I need to take a break. We'll come back to look at the animation, especially how you interpreted Quentin Blake's work, which is quite distinct, and how he managed to brand Roald Dahl's work with his illustrations. My guest is Stuart Forrest, the CEO of Triggerfish, in light of Revolting Rhymes being nominated for an Oscar at this year's awards ceremony. Right, and we are still with Stuart Forrest, who's the CEO of Triggerfish, and maybe we need to have a day where we just broadly speak about animation and what is happening in South Africa, as Triggerfish is the leading studio across the continent. Now, Stuart, you know, Quentin Blake did the animation for Roald Dahl's books, giving them a very distinct look. And as a Roald Dahl fan, I think that's one of the first things I wanted to see, how you turned these 2D illustrations into 3D images and keeping them true to Quentin Blake's take on these characters.
Yeah, it was quite a challenge because Quentin Blake's line style is very loose and not really suited for computer animation, which is what we wanted to do it in. So it took a little bit of interpreting. The directors wanted to have the main stories come across, the fairy tale stories come across as a kind of wooden puppet feel, mm-hmm. and then the frame story, the overriding narrative, in a more realistically rendered style. So we had to combine both of those with what Quentin Blake had done. But we found, you know, the source material was incredibly rich and incredibly nuanced too. So you can get the impression out, and with some top production designers, we managed to find, I think, a very satisfying solution to bringing Quentin Blake's illustrations to life.
Yes. So are we going to get to see it?
Yes. I'm sure Max have got, I think, exclusive rights to it, and it should be coming shortly to Showmax. And yeah, so that's how we'll...
So there'll be no cinematic release?
No, it's a short film, and it's hard to get that into the cinemas. But it looks great on TV as well.
Oh, great. Well, look out for it on Showmax. Stuart, thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you. Thanks, Sonia.
We'll have our fingers crossed when the Oscars do take place. Maybe this one will take it, Revolting Rhymes. But it is going up against Loving Vincent, which I told you about earlier on. So we'll see which one wins hands down. So let's leave you with this audio from Revolting Rhymes.